I don't know, one of my good friends, our lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar, has joined us in the studio for another rendition of Good News Mondays. Is that correct, Oscar?
Good to be back, yeah. Bit of a hiatus last Monday. I was ill, so it's good to be back, I think. Hopefully this perks me up a bit.
Yeah, no, I do always
miss you. Gets me in better spirits.
As I mentioned not too long ago, you are the sole producer on this show at the moment. And so when you don't come in, it can be a bit lonely. A little bit lonely, you know, and I was a little bit tired. I'd had a big weekend.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to have another person to just
bounce off.
Exactly, yeah. Makes a big difference.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, let's get into it. Should we hear some good news, Oscar? Have we got some good stuff?
I've got some great news for you.
All right, I'm very excited for it.
You're going to love this first pit. It's right up your alley, this, Jared.
Let's get moving then.
Let's do it. Surfing duck. That's the tagline, surfing duck, Jared.
Go on.
I thought you'd like this one. You're a surfer. I know you talk quite a bit about, like, you're from Manly, you're a local.
I'm not from Manly.
You live in Manly.
Yes, sorry. I don't mind getting a wave or two.
So get this, 16-year-old Tom and his mother Kate adopted a duck and they named it Duck. Very fitting.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, you saw this? Yeah, it went viral.
In like Burley, yeah, or something?
In Rainbow Beach on the Gold Coast. So it's turned into a bit of a celebrity. They put sunscreen on it, brought it to the beach, and it's just fell in love with the water, like a duck to water, I guess you could say.
Oh,
and
nice.
Now it's out in the waves.
Good work.
Literally surfing. When it smells sunscreen, it gets excited. It's out there in the swell with all the other surfers, literally catching some whitewash.
Yeah, catching waves.
Can you believe that? Like,
it's really cool.
Grummet.
Yeah, you love that, don't you? Anytime an animal surfs, mainly dogs, or skateboards.
True.
Again, mainly dogs, always newsworthy.
100%, yeah.
It's foolproof, do you know what I mean?
How can you not love it?
How can you not like it?
It's just so cool. Would you feel if you were surfing? Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Jared, if you were surfing out the back, you're getting ready to go on a wave and standing up and then you see like a little duck coming out of nowhere cut in on you. You probably wouldn't even be mad, like.
No, you're more than happy to let that one go.
Go for it, buddy. Enjoy that.
Pardon me, fine.
Yeah. Mr. Ducksworth, sorry about that.
There was a little penguin that was hanging around Manly for a little while. I never saw it in the flesh, but my housemate Rachel said that she saw the penguin a lot, and I can confirm, very cute.
Manly, like I said, just attracts all of these cool little animals.
Yeah.
Was it surfing or just...
Just fraternising, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know, meandering and just kind of,
just
I don't know.
Prowling around.
Just doing what penguins do,
exactly,
man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, what do we got up next?
Up next, the COVID-19 highway, Jared. So the Queensland town of Birdsville, it's usually dead at the height of summer. Not many people pass through. However, due to COVID-19, it's transformed into a bustling travel stopover.
Mm-hmm.
Just for motorists on the way to Queensland and other states, and... I mean, it's the most business they've seen in, I think, ever. So
yeah.
Good stuff there, kind of like a silver lining coming out of COVID-19. Business is good for them when usually they don't have anyone arriving at the hotel.
Yeah, it is nice when kind of, I don't know, this time of year it has, anytime you hear of someone like tourists and all that kind of stuff just getting back, and not exclusively tourists, but just people investing in, again, whatever kind of small business or kind of, I guess, discipline or just industry that has struggled a little
hidden,
bit.
Oh,
it's always
tough
nice.
Times.
Yeah, exactly,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Puts a smile
nice
on your dial.
Yeah, for sure. I know, which is, of course, the tagline of Good News Mondays. yeah, it's just always nice, Oscar, to see that. And I know, like, there was a couple of country pubs and stuff that throughout the year last year, once people could travel within their own state and people started exploring their own backyards a little bit more rather than jumping on a plane.
They did pretty well, you know.
Country bakeries, the best bakeries known to man. Do you know what I mean? They flourished at some point,
or whatever it
is. Some of the best pies eaten in the Southern Hemisphere, maybe even the universe, eaten during COVID restrictions. Do you know what I mean?
This is 100% nice beers. It's all cheap beers.
Exactly right.
Country beers.
None of those city beers that we've
definitely
spoken about before. Yeah. You're getting like a $4 schooner.
It tastes so much better
That's
as well.
That's what it's all about. Exactly
definitely,
right.
Definitely, man. So now for our last bit of good news, we've got Bundaberg teenager Summer Farley, who... She suffers from autism and she gets a bit overwhelmed, as we all do, and a bit anxious in certain social situations. But thankfully she's got an assistant dog that has the power of reducing her anxiety just from being literally animals. We've talked about this before a lot on the show. They have that ability, that inherent ability to pick up on human emotion. And she said, she said the dog, yeah, just has this unique ability to really find out when she's feeling a bit down. And I guess even before she knows she's going to be a bit anxious, it has this really crazy, like, sixth sense to foresee. She was saying, like, that's if so something's going to be stressful, and lets her know, which is just, I find that insane that, like, a pet can have that intuition to pick up on something before it happens and just...
Oh, for sure.
I know its owner so well, like...
And like, the just non-verbal communication, do you know what I mean? Just between owners and their pets. It's one of the fine things. It's one of the most beautiful things.
It's the best. It's a bit of a pet specialist. We had a surfing duck.
Oh, we bookended with pets.
What more can you want on a good news?
Hey, I'm not complaining, Oscar.
I'm feeling a bit more perked up.
Anyway.
Feeling a bit better. Well, thanks for joining me for that good news segment. Yeah, Jared will be taking you through to 12 for the rest of the show.
Are we doing this thing again where this is yours? Honestly, I'm fine. Do you know what I mean? You can be the showrunner for this.
Thank you, mate. Jeez, I might take over the rest of the show if you just want to go out and upload these. I can take it over.
I'll speak to the people upstairs. I'll see what we can do with that. But anyway, what do we got coming up?
Thanks
now,
for
then,
joining
Oscar?
Me, mate. Right now, we've got Revolution by Green Tea Peng, and I just gotta give a bit of a language warning on this track.
Oh, is there a couple of naughty words in it? A
couple of naughty ones.
Alrighty, maybe if the kiddies are in the car, maybe turn it down a couple of years.
Or turn it up.
Thanks, Oscar. As we search for